Paul saying, these are the really important things to me in my life of faith. He laid out his foundation stones. He added to that the sense of togetherness of God's people coming together in Christ's name. And then he says this. Paul, the Apostle Paul writes, I am obliged to all people, both to the wise and the foolish. This is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are at Rome. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. First for the Jews, then for the Gentiles. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. What Paul does there is he sets out three big themes all at the same time. He says, I'm bound, I'm obliged, I'm committed to this. We need to live in that same way, don't we? And saying to God, I'm bound to you in this way. I'm committed to serving you amongst your people and in the world around me. And then Paul says, I am eager. He says, I'm wanting so much to do this for you, Jesus. I'm wanting so much to preach the gospel. And we understand that in different ways, don't we? So you have somebody on a Sunday morning stand here and preach. But just widen that out in your thinking as well. Preaching isn't just all about standing here and delivering 20 minutes of something that I've been thinking about during the week or whatever it might be. We all have the opportunity to share the gospel, to share the truths about God and God's love for all people in every aspect of our lives, wherever we are and what we're doing. So there's the first two things. Paul says, I'm bound to this. I'm fully committed to this. I am so eager to do this thing. And then he says this, I am not ashamed. Now, this is a big one, isn't it? I am not ashamed to say that I'm a Christian. I am not ashamed to talk to whoever I'm with about Jesus. Now, these are big challenges. And over the coming weeks, we're going to think about how this all looks in our lives, how this all looks in our life as a church. So think about that. How is this working out for you right now this morning? I was thinking about this and thinking, yeah, Lord, you know, Paul's saying here, I'm obliged, I'm committed, I'm bound to this, I'm fully committed to this. How are we doing with that, Lord? Was the big question I had on my mind. How am I doing with that in my life? How committed are we to all of this? And then Paul says, I'm eager to do this for you, Jesus, to share my faith, to live for you in every aspect of our lives. Listen, how eager are we to do that in our lives right now? And then the last one that Paul says is this one. I am not ashamed to say that I belong to you and you belong to me, Jesus. I am not ashamed. I was thinking about this. I felt really challenged by this one. And I just wonder sometimes how often do we hide Jesus as though we're a little bit embarrassed and ashamed? We shouldn't be doing that, should we? Whether we're at school or at work or at home or in the shops or wherever we are, Paul is saying, I am not ashamed wherever I am and whatever I'm doing to live for Jesus fully and openly. In the ways that I live, in the things that I'll do, the things that I say, won't do, won't say, or in every aspect. This is a huge challenge for us, isn't it, as God's people, to take a hold of the things that Paul is saying to us here and letting them be reflected in our lives. So I'm going to pray about that, and then we're going to sing a final hymn where we're going to ask God to have these things happening in our lives. So let's pray together. Lord, I want to thank you, first of all, for the way you bring us together as your people. And Lord, perhaps at this point in the year, you know, it feels even more important sometimes than other times when it's just happening. Lord, we've had a summer break. Different activities have been on hold that we share together as church. Different ones of us have been away at different times. Maybe we haven't seen each other, some of us, for a few weeks. But Lord, now here we are all back together and routines are trying to start to come back together. And we know, Lord, that some of that involves change. And that might be for some here who are starting a new school this week. And I want to pray for them. Whether that's school for the first time or a new school or a different environment in education somehow or other. And that might be children, it might be teachers. Lord, I pray for change, that is coming up, whether that's at school. It could be at home, moving home like we were thinking about with John and Jill earlier. It could be about a change at work or something like that. Lord, sometimes when things change, we feel a little bit unsettled and a bit uncertain. But Lord, help us to be confident this week in all that you bring us to and all that you go into with us that is about change. And then, Lord, perhaps there are things where we need to know your strength because we have challenges ahead of us or going on right now. Maybe that's about health or uncertainty about something, whatever it might be, Lord. In the midst of the challenge we face in life, then help us to be strong, knowing that our foundation stones in you, Jesus, are fully and firmly in place and we stand with confidence on them. Oh, Lord, it might be something that you're challenging us with at the moment about our commitment to living the gospel. This big phrase that we're going to be focused on, this living the gospel phrase. Lord, about serving you, living for you in every aspect of life, serving you in church, serving you in the world, whatever it might be that you are calling us to. Lord, we seek your vision, we seek your wisdom, we seek your strength. And we look to you to fill us with all joy and hope in all things and at all times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.